Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong. Now, media support for families, free online program helps parents of kids with disability. Look, fantastic. This is a great concept and a great idea. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Carol Mucky Dads, Triple P's Country Director, and talk about this space. We've got Carol on the line. Carol, good morning. How are you?
I'm really well. Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Fantastic. Immediate support for families. Free online program helps parents of kids with disability. So tell us how this came about. Is it up and running now? And what do we do? How do we use the services as such? Please, Carol.
So Stepping Stones Triple P Online, it's freely available now. Families can just go to our website, click on it 24/7, access the program on any device that they're comfortable using. Mm-hmm. And it provides a structured program to help support parents to help their children get the best out of life with their developmental delay, disability, neurodiversity. Lots of practical strategies for families to help with those everyday routines like getting to bed, eating meals, getting out the door in the morning with the least amount of stress and fuss.
Fantastic. So they visit your webpage. Is that how it works, Triple P?
Yes, if they just jump on our webpage at triplep-parenting.net.au, they can find the program there and start straight away. Mm. It's really quite practical in giving parents tips to help build their relationship with their children,
yes.
Help build their children's social skills and independence so they feel confident in their parenting and children have the potential to thrive.
Fantastic. So we're talking about an educational platform.
It really isn't an educational platform, and we can all do with some help learning some parenting skills at various times and to make sure that we're doing the best that we can for our children, because we know that when children have warm, caring, responsive parents, that they grow up to thrive.
Look, fantastic. Look, hats off to all the parents out there. When we look at our pet human, when the child is born, there's not a manual that comes with it, is there, Carol? So, you know, we learn as we go along, and it's great to have programs like so to enhance that that space to become a parent.
That's so true. There isn't a manual. And so this is the closest thing we have to giving some parents some really good tips. And we know that early intervention is absolutely critical. What we do in those first few years with our baby and our child really sets them up for life.
Okay, fantastic. And the program itself, it's for the parents learning to become a parent, but is there engagement for the child with disability as well?
This program is more just for the parent, so we sort of equip the parent with the skills that they need to help build their children's confidence and well-being. And it really helps parents as well, because if you're struggling, unsure of what you're doing and you're lacking confidence, it's really hard to be parenting consistently and predictably for your child. So it gives you some confidence as a parent that you're on the right track and you're doing the best that you can for your child.
Yeah, well, while you're being a parent, you want to know how you're engaging. Is it working, sort of thing? So this gives you a second thought process or like an opinion or give you other ideas. So it's a great tool.
It is a great tool, and that's really important that it is just a tool. It's strengths-based in that families know their children best.
Yes.
So we give a range of options, and parents can then determine what are the strategies and supports that they want to put in place for their particular family.
And there's access to further queries if a parent's got any questions or what have you?
We do provide some ideas on our webpage on where families can go for extra support, but key places would be just going to your GP, or child health nurse, or asking at your school for some support in terms of what else may be helpful for you and your family.
Fantastic. Is this sort of program, is where did it come from, Carol, in regard, and does this happen a yearly thing where you come up with ideas and what have you?
Well, Triple P and Stepping Stones has been around for about 40 years, developed through clinical psychologists at the University of Queensland down in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, the Australian government has recognised the importance of parenting education and support, and particularly in those early years. And so they've provided grant funding to make this program freely available across the whole of Australia.
Yes.
And so that's where we've been able to develop it now to an online format to make it more accessible.
Build it and they will come, Carol.
That's what we're hoping for, absolutely.
Good yarning with
honest,
you.
Yes. I was going to say we've had 500,000 families across Australia have now taken up the programs in the last 2.5 years. So that it certainly is build it and they will come.
Yeah, look, fantastic. When kids open up a Facebook page, they look at how many likes they get, and that indicates where they're sitting in life in regard to society. This is good. This is where we're talking about, what, 500,000?
Yeah, 500,000, half a million families.
There you go. It's working, Carol. Thank you for sharing, and all the best to your team.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Lovely talking with you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. Carol Mucky Dads, her name is, Triple P's country director, and talking about immediate support for families. Free online program helps parents of kids with disability. So do check it out. Go to the webpage, Triple P, Positive Parenting Program, and check out that fantastic program calling Stepping Stones Triple P. So do check it out, your mom. A supporting arm there, help you as parents. And like I said, when we give birth to our beautiful pickaninnies, there's not a manual that comes with it for our pet human. So look at any other ways, any ways of progressing as a parent. And here's a fantastic way for kids with disability. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnin with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM, Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black, too deadly.
About you come to. This is my
National Talk Black.
Swallowed by the sea, holding barriers of rock sea walls, uncertain destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea, protectors of their tribal land. Before surging storms and mighty sea waves, they're crashing on the shore. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea, protectors of their tribal land.
Forever and ever, their island, forever.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and Yana with the Bully One here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Beep Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say, and Yana up strong. Now, First Nations advocates call for super funds to end the harm and commit to mandatory customer service standards. Advocates say the only thing super funds do well is take our money. Yeah, second that, let's have a talk to Mark Holden, Senior Solicitor and Policy Advocate at Mobstrong Debt Help. On the line, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. When we're talking about servicing our people, First Nation people, and that's across the board and that's all industries, what have you, there's got to be a platform in regarding the know-how and the sensitivity and, if not, cultural awareness and communicating so our people are getting the right information and feel at ease with the information they're receiving and the service they're receiving. Would you think, Mark?
That's right, Trevor. So what this ASIC report has said in the past week, this was based on just only a sample of the super funds out there, like 10 of them.
Sure.
But it's supposed to be representative of what we're seeing out there in the superannuation industry generally.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing out there is that these funds don't really have proper means to be able to look after these claims. I mean, this is like a good example here they've got with death benefits where there's been unnecessary delays, where they don't really have any processes or like tracking targets to be able to make sure these claims are done through properly and fastly. I mean,
we're talking there, Mark, I'm just saying, when we're talking about deaths and what have you, well, we're talking sorry business. So which there's a cultural aspect to that. And if you're a consultant or a person supposedly serving, you've got to understand this and know this, you know, and have the language and the empathy and the understanding, I would think.
That's right, because sorry business is extremely important for us mob, especially different in each different community as well.
Mm.
And the problem with these super funds we see here is that we don't really see any standards from them on how to be able to look after mob and the cultural circumstances. I mean, sorry business, there are some practices whereby the names can't be read anymore. There might be some issues with identification. And also, most importantly, it's a time of grieving and people are in financial hardship when they make these claims for it too.
Mm.
And what we see here is that a lot of these funds don't have any real proper protocols to be able to identify First Nations callers or any vulnerabilities.
Yes.
And we also don't really see a lot of them having these emergency financial payments for funerals. So it could be that someone can call up in financial hardship saying that we need money to be able to bury our loved ones now.
Mm.
But a lot of these funds don't have that part there saying, right, no worries, let's take care of the funeral first, then we'll look after the rest of the benefits. Mm.
Exactly, exactly. There's got to be a flexibility or there's got to be a system that can service our people with the cultural aspect sort of things as well.
That's right. So what we're looking for here is we do see that there are some funds out there who try to do their best, but we're not looking for the best here. We're looking for just the minimum standards here.
Sure.
We're looking for enforceable standards that can be made against these super funds to be able to do the right thing by us mob.
Mm.
I mean, what we need here is we need, at a minimum, we need clear processing timeframes for claims.
Yes.
We need a requirement for culturally appropriate plain language communication. I know that jargon, okay? And we also need to have cultural competency training for all the staff, not just the people at the bottom, but also the people at the top as well, because they're the ones who decide how all these protocols are being done.
Yes. And if you look at it, Mark, the super funds, they're a business entity. And if you look at it, there's a market out there in regarding First Nation people. So if you set up a system, then we're talking a win-win situation for all the involved. And as a business entity, there's a profit line.
That's right. I mean, the thing is, though, is that super is everyone. If you have to work a job, you've got a super fund. And this is not only that, though, is that this is people's money we're talking about here. This is people's money that's been put into their accounts over the years or decades, from the days that they were bubs and signing up their jobs, the days that they retire, the days that they pass away. It's still their money, and the fact that there are these unnecessary barriers being set up here to stop them from being able to understand what the super or to be able, or for the loved ones to be able to access a super. I mean, it's just unconscionable for that to happen.
Exactly, Mark. And then look at your position, senior solicitor and policy advocate at Mobstrong Debt Help. You become a voice now for our people in this industry as such. Where do you take this? Who do you go to? How do we make changes, Mark?
Yeah, so we're really glad that ASIC had done this report to be able to throw the gauntlet down as to showing what these super funds have been up to. I mean, I really do hope that the super funds take this as a sign to say that, well, we need to have a bit of a sit-down moment with us to be able to yarn about what we can do here to be able to fix it. We know that Minister Stephen Jones has made an announcement to try to be able to look at creating standards. But also it means that it's going to be, we feel like that this is going to be the tip of the iceberg here as to what we're seeing out there in the communities, because this report is all about the death claims, right? And so one thing that we want to be able to start having more discussions about is how do we know a super? I mean, if you see mob out there who don't understand the super and don't know how to access it, then no one's going to make a claim in the first place. So, like I said, we've seen the tip of the iceberg here, and we think there's going to be a lot more conversations, a lot more yarns about this in the future, and especially with government. And also, we do hope that the super funds come to the table with us and the other policy advocates on this as well to say, right, okay, what can we do here to be able to make things better for your mob?
Yeah, fantastic. Well, fight the good fight. That's what it's all about. Mark, thank you very much for sharing. Please do keep in touch, and a big shout out to the mob and big shout out to your team there, my friend.
Thanks so much, Trevor.
You take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. Mark Holden, his name is senior solicitor and policy advocate at Mobstrong Debt Help. And talking about First Nation advocates, call for super funds to end the harm and commit to mandatory customer service standards. Advocates say the only thing super funds do well is take our money. Yeah, so we need a platform, need a system there that works with our mob. And when we talk about culture, when we talk about sorry business, it's a cultural aspect. And so they need to be adapting or set up systems to work with us. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, National Talk Black.
had our values. It didn't last ever slowly. It slips away. Will we ever be the same again? Our culture is all we have. Don't let it all fade away. That's what the spirits tell me. Just take it day by day. And if you listen to your hearts, our spirits will lead the way. They stand strong beside us, teaching us the
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
One man came to tell them what they knew was wrong. He came from Maori Island, where his culture is law. 10 years he fought for justice, 10 years to stake his claim. Although his life is ended, his legacy remains.
No more. justice. 10 years to stake his claim. Although his life is ended, his legacy remains. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more, no
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbred Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong. All right, role of a lifetime in the Torres Straits. Urgent call to find next-gen trustee. Torres Straits, the regional authority, TSRA, is excited to announce its Australia-wide search for two dedicated project managers to lead its Ranger program, a vital initiative aimed at preserving the Torres Strait's unique ecological and cultural knowledge. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Billy Roberts, Program Manager, Environmental Manager, and also Sister Alice Munnis, Acting Ranger, Operations Manager, and got them both on the line. Good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor. Well, thank you.
Good, good. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program. Alice, sister, start with you. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So Alice Manas. I'm from the Torres Strait region. I'm originally from Cubin.
Yes.
That's Moor Island, but I currently work up in the top western region on Boigu Island.
Okay, beautiful. Big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. Dr. Billy Roberts, non-Indigenous, my sister, but who's Dr. Billy Roberts?
I've been living in the Torres Strait now for just a couple of years. I'm originally from Yagal country. It's Yamba in northern New South Wales. I've sort of got a background as a wildlife ecologist, spent a lot of time in Papua New Guinea, and now I'm in the unique region of the Torres Strait, running an amazing ranger program.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we say unique, it is a unique place. And look, fantastic, congratulations. You are seeking two dedicated project managers to lead the ranger program. I would think that being remote in the beautiful place of Torres Straits would probably become sometimes a hurdle for some people, yes?
Yeah, look, we have advertised this role previously. We've decided to split the role. It has been a challenge, and that's why this recruitment we're doing at the moment's a bit out of the box, but we're feeling really confident that we're going to find the hidden pearl and two unique ranger operations.
Yeah, sure. Fantastic. And look, having these two people come on board, like I said, it could be a long time thing. It could be a short time thing. But the fact of living in Torres Strait, working with rangers, passing on knowledge, and if not, creating a platform for the rangers to step up probably into these roles, I would think.
Yeah, that's absolutely absolutely our plan. If we do get someone who's non-Indigenous or from outside of the Torres Strait region, we'd like it to be sort of a 2 to 3 year role to help identify and build the capacity of some of the existing rangers within the Torres Strait. But we're also encouraging people within the Torres Strait region to apply as well. It's really open to everybody.
Beautiful, fantastic. And just give us some sort of job description, the work they would be doing if taken on this role, please.
Geez, every day is going to be different.
Yes.
I'll start and then Alice, feel free to sort of jump in. But really, this is not just a unique region. It's also one of the largest ranger programs. So we have 60 rangers across 13 islands. Every day can look different. We work on land and sea country.
Yes.
We do a lot of people and culture and language. Every day could be different. You know, jumping on a vessel with the rangers, flying in a helicopter to go and look at cultural heritage sites. It's really, you need to bring a sense of adventure for this role.
And when we're talking about working with traditional owners, all the different tribal people we got on the big island in Australia, Torres Strait included, it's not all the same, is it? So you become a student for life, I would say.
I'll let Alice answer this one.
I'd say that when dealing with traditional owners, exactly that, not everybody's the same. So they have their uniqueness to each island. So,
And when you're talking about the role, we're talking about the person being working with the environment, working with animals that's on the land and marine animals, but they're getting the knowledge of culture, and especially with traditional owners. I mean, that in itself is a bonus, would it not be, Alice's sister?
that in itself is rewarding.
Yeah.
So you will deal with the different clusters, the different cultures, the different knowledge, and I suppose whoever comes in would have to have an open mind and open heart to learning new knowledge.
Yes, fantastic. Dr. Billy, with the two people applying for the positions, we're talking professionals, and in what field? Are we talking doctors or professors, or paint that picture? And does the job including accommodation, and do they have time off to fly home and away from the Torres Strait? Paint that picture, please.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Look, this is not just the largest, as I said. This is we are ecological experts up here in the Torres Strait, so we do need someone that has at least 5 to 10 years working in natural resource management. Ideally, they've worked with MOB before.
Sure.
They need to sort of be fit and healthy. It's a well-paying role. We get 4 weeks holiday. There's 15.4% super.
Yes.
Housing's also provided and it's subsidised, and they'll be able to be flights home. But we are looking for someone to live, embed themselves in the community. They'll be based on Thursday Island. Permanently living there. We encourage people with families and children to come, although it's remote.
There's
really great hospitals, education. It's a really amazing community.
Mm.
And our team, the ranger team, we don't call it just a team. We actually call it a family. We're really extending a handout to someone to come up here who's as passionate as we are about conserving the environment and being part of the land and sea family that we have here at TSRA.
Yeah, thank you. And I'd agree with that, Sister Alice. That would be the case when we have mob come visit us, whether it be black or white, and they live with us. Adoption straight away, you could say, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. The way Billy pitched it, sign me up.
Too deadly. So how do they apply, and when does the application close?
I think we've got another 2 weeks. Before it closes, you can go via Seek. Also, there's a dedicated website, www.hiddenpearl.com, where you can apply that way as well. So I'm also, we are a Commonwealth agency, so APS jobs.
Okay, fantastic. And I love the description of that, Hidden Pearl, because it'd be a fantastic job working on Torres Straits and working with MOB and More ways than one. Look, thank you very much, ladies. Good luck with it all. Please keep in touch. And there's a couple of two positions there for working in a deadly place. Thank you, Dr. Billy Roberts. And thank you, Sister Alice Munnis. Too deadly.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Keep in touch. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Dr. Billy Roberts, Program Manager, Environmental Manager, and also Alice Munnis, Acting Ranger, Operation Manager for the Torres Straits. And there's a fantastic role of a lifetime in the Torres Straits. Urgent call to find next-gen trustee. So look for people out there to apply for the position. The Torres Strait Regional Authority is excited to announce that its Australia-wide search for two dedicated project managers to lead its Ranger program, a vital initiative aimed at preserving the Torres Strait's unique ecological and cultural knowledge. So, look, a fantastic opportunity living and working in Torres Straits. It doesn't have to be a 5-10 year gig, looking at 2 or 3 years. But I think once you get up there, you'll love it and look at saying full time. Either way, full time gig. Do check it out, your mob, and apply. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digis Radio Service. Big shout out to the team, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. I'm your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too deadly. National Talk Black.
Thousand years we lived in peace, a land a man was free to wander. 50,000 years in the spirit of dreamtime, the white man came and called it down under.
White man came and called it down under.
200 years ago the white fella found a land he thought that no one owned. Spears can't fight, guns and dynamite, the white man came and called it down under.
White man came and called it down under.
Something we can't understand. Well, black and white have got to unite, or there'll be nothing left in the land down under.
Nothing left in the land down under. Yubanji, Bamananji, Gary Willai, Java Guy, Kura Kura, Bamananji.
Can't afford another blunder. Together we can live in harmony. Brothers and sisters in the land down under.
Brothers and sisters in the land down under.
Papa Manu.
ngoi sa mung ngai ka dal ngai tabu ngai bai tam khar pai rong wai ngai tei bong ngoi sa mung ngai ka dal ngai tabu ngai bai tam khar pai rong wai si 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 we know we know we know wa mai pa wa mai wa mai pa si 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 we know we know we know wa mai pa wa mai wa mai pa ngai sa mung ngai ko ra ka dal ku pa ku pa pa nu ki mu ko ku ko no pa sa ya no ngai sa mung ngai ko ra ka dal ku pa ku pa pa nu ki mu ko ku ko no pa sa ya no ku pu ri ma ku pu ri ma ku pu ri ma a we do mi ma we do mi ma we do mi ma in ngai tu ka ma ngai sa na ki mu pa ngat ni sa na mu no ko i ta tai ba in ngai tu ka ma ngai sa na ki mu pa ngat ni sa na mu no ko i ta tai ba ko le a a a a a le i i Pote, 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 ho, hey, on the ha, 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 e, 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 pote, 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 ho, hey, to come out, tribal warrior, to come out, Maluki way warrior.
Pode, pode, pode.